Yeah.
I could use some breakfast other than a granola bar.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morro Bay City Promotions Committee. We're meeting on a different day today, but we're all excited to be here. Wanted to call the meeting to order and bring a public comment.
Well, you know, I have a public comment.
Great.
Hi, everybody. My name is Phil May, and I'm sort of, I guess, currently the organizer of the Morro Photo Expo. And I don't know what you have heard about that. Have any of you heard anything about it?
Yes, we've heard all kinds of good things from John.
Absolutely. From John about it. Well, I'm sort of in league with John on this. But if we could, I just wanted to take you through and explain it to you a little bit so that you're familiar with what we're trying to accomplish here. One of the things that is really central about this is that it takes advantage of what I consider to be our best natural resource, which is our natural beauty. And it's a complement to the Winter Bird Festival as well. It's a stepping off. It doesn't in any way infringe on the Winter Bird Festival because this is a photography expo, not a bird expo. And we've got George Lepp. If Billy, could we just go back for one sec? George Lepp just did an event in Los Osos this actual last weekend where he got $900 a day per student for his event. We're charging $75 for a three-day event, and he is the anchor of our this year's, what we hope to be an annual ongoing three-day activity at the end of October. It's designed so that it doesn't conflict with any of the other activities, that it will bring in out-of-towners for an extended period of time. We're not doing anything to conflict with restaurateurs so that we're not having any sponsored dinners. Everything has been created to help induce business from out-of-towners for this particular event. If we could go to the events page, just very briefly. As you can see, if you scroll down, Billy, you can see that this is Friday. Our Friday afternoon, really, events start at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. This is registration. We're limiting capacity this particular first annual to 300, and already we have close to 50 sold. So the activities take place on Friday afternoon, and then if you continue to scroll down, you'll see that we go to Saturday morning. We have events there, and it looks like we're going to have to expand our capacity there. Saturday afternoon. These are all local volunteers who are teaching these classes. And George Lepp is being sponsored by Canon, so we're nothing's out of pocket for us at this particular point in time. And then Sunday will be the George Lepp event here at Vets Hall. And our capacity is 300, so that's why we're limiting it to 300. One of the things that I think is important in terms of the way Morro Bay perceives itself now and in the future is that our greatest resources are natural beauty. And I think this event really helps to stress that idea. And that's kind of where it came from. That's kind of its origin. Are there any questions about this activity or any? I just wanted to introduce myself, put my face to it so that you know what this is all about. And also to ask you guys, because this is a promotions-oriented event, if you could help me get co-sponsorship from the city, if there would be a way to maybe try to do that. We've got some money coming in. We're obviously doing this on a shoestring basis. But I've got my first bill for facilities from Joe Wood, and I understand that that could be pretty greatly reduced if the city determines to co-sponsor this activity. And it's like the Winter Bird Festival in its altruistic intent, if you would. So that's really, unless there's any questions about this.
No.
I would say, can you tell us the website and where to go to?
Absolutely.
And for the public?
It's photomorro.com. Morrophoto.com. That's an excellent question.
And they can also link, right, through morrobay.org?
Right, yeah, we have a link, and it's on the calendar of events on the morrobay.org site. I think probably what what Phil and maybe Andrea could tell us the best way to proceed on this, but possibly the promotions committee could make a recommendation to council mm-hmm. to co-sponsor. Just I think basically it would come from the promotions committee that you value this event, think it'll be helpful to the promotion of the city, and I don't know if that's the appropriate avenue to take or.
Yes, just so the.
Thanks so much, Phil. We really appreciate all of your work on this, and we're really excited. I mean, I think it's just such a great idea, and I'm so pleased to have George Lepp's backing, or at least appearance, at this first event. I think it's going to be really terrific.
He's a big draw, and we're going to try. I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy named Scott Kelby, but we're trying to get him next year. And
great.
We're looking for sponsorship from their, like, Canon or Nikon or whomever. I think this really does have the potential to be an ongoing annual activity. And, again, I think our best natural resources are natural beauty, so let's shine a light on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you all.
If I may, I just would like to publicly thank Phil for doing this. He learned pretty quickly that once you have an idea, the idea part's the fun part. It's the implementation. But I know that Phil's lucky to have a great place down in Mexico that he goes, and he postponed that just to get this thing organized and to go down there with his wife and live. So I think that it's really great, and I honestly believe that this is going to be one of those types of events that years will go by that will, you know, this will just be something that will be really important to the city. And I just actually where I was before was to talk about how small businesses can promote their business during events. And one of the things that we talked about and I used as a model was the photography festival, because this is an example of the types of events that I think we need to try to embrace, where we have multi-stay events, because for twofold. One, obviously, if we get people to stay 3 or 4 nights, the TOT is going to be improved, and that helps everybody throughout the city. And then also it helps the businesses, because when people are here for 4 days versus 4 hours, obviously they're going to spend a lot more time in the stores. They're going to be able to go to the restaurants and do all the activities that we have to offer them. And then I guess finally it would be the demographic of a photographer is really strong. And it's an upscale person that can come here and spend money and embrace the businesses. So I think this is a good model for the types of events, you know, that we can look at in the future to try to have. And then actually some of the events that we currently have to try to figure out a way to make those into multi-day events as well.
This strongly incentivizes active, highly skilled photographers to come, because the price is so friendly, so user-friendly. So we're thinking Northern California, Southern California, L.A. Basin area people to come up here and spend 2.5, 3 days, 3 nights is what we're trying for. The thing about the George Lepp event on Sunday is that it doesn't get out until 5 o'clock. So we're hoping they'll stay over Sunday night. Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Looks like we have no other public comment this morning. We'll move to approval of the minutes. Does everyone have a chance to review the minutes?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve the minutes for the May 21st meeting.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, great. We'll move on to the monthly reports and the visitor center report.
Okay, that'll be me today. And I know we're short on time, and I have a lot to talk about, so we're going to move quickly here. Promotions report, just taking a look at what we've done May of 2009. The phone calls, we had 722. Our total visitors in the center was 1,453. It's the beginning of the big season. I'm sure you'll find June is going to be a lot more, because I've been down there and we've been really busy. Our total promotional mailings, our tourist packets, 885 tourist packets out. And our fulfillments were 370. Our 800 calls were 17. And I'm not going to go through website this time. Just to take a look at our transit occupancy summary. In 08, 7 of 08, we were at 71%. and 8 of 09 were at 69%. So a little bit of a difference. The economy probably has a lot to do with that, but not significant, not too significant. I'm sure the hotel people wouldn't agree with that. Let's go on to some of the things that are happening. Right now, of course, even as we speak, the Small Business Networking Breakfast is going on at Chowbella. And this time it was marketing to events. And we had two terrific speakers. David Owens, the president of the Morro Bay Harbor Festival, is there. Don Doubledy, president of the Car Show. And John Sorgenfrey from TJA, who has the ability to be in two places at once today.
That's my twin brother.
The Mixer is tomorrow night, the 18th. It's going to be at the Bayshore Event Center, which is in the historic Kasha House. At 550 Morby Boulevard, it's right behind Bayshore Rentals. They refurbish it. It's gorgeous. It's going to be a terrific mixer from 5:30 to 7. You don't want to miss it. And, of course, the 4th of July is coming. And we're going to have a good old-fashioned 4th of July. On that program, you can call Rick Carr at our center, 772-4467. We're accepting ads in that program. Go out to all the thousands of people that will be coming in. And, of course, as always, we greatly accept donations.
Joyce, in terms of the 4th of July, what kind of response have you had? I'm just real interested to see how the laser show affects the attendance.
I would have to say it's 50-50. From the phone calls and the emails and so forth, we're having people that are very environmentally aware and really like the fact that we're doing it. And then we have people that understand it. Maybe they're sad to see it go, but they understand why we're doing it. And then we have people that are anti. But I think what I think will happen is that people come out of curiosity, and then they will realize how great it really is. Mm-hmm. Because if you haven't seen it, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so come out and take a look at it. Give it a chance. We have an Art in the Park coming up on the 4th of July, of course. And then July the 11th, there's a run, Rock to Pier run again.
Is that the city, Rock to Pier? Is July 11th?
That's the city's, yeah.
Okay.
On August the 1st, and this is a Relay for Life. The chamber is putting together a team. We need 12 people. We have the president of the board is going. Andrea Klupfeld is going to be on that team. Sherry Woods from our board is going to be on it. She's guaranteed the full 26 miles, by the way. Victoria Petty is our ambassador. She's on it, and then the staff person so far is me. So, and we would like to have your support. And what we're going to do is we're going to be out there with Sherry, edging her on and so forth, egging her on. So that's one of the things that's coming August 1st. And just to let you know, a couple of things that are happening. And this is something new that the chamber is doing. It's called A Day in Morro Bay. And we're going out. We have Sharon Bufo from our visitor center and Rick Carr. And we're going out, and they're going to different venues in Morro Bay to show what you can do here and also the historical part of Morro Bay. So it's a little educational thing. And it's on YouTube right now or the chamber website. But at the end of the year, we'll have a CD available on it. So we've already filmed a couple of them. It's going really well. So we're going to highlight the historical buildings, what's going on in Morro Bay, how long things have been there, and also what you can see and do here. So it's it's a lot of fun. And then very quickly, because I know we're moving along here, we have two chamber trips coming up. We have Visit New England, and that's September 28th through October the 5th. And I'm not going to give you too much on that. You can call the chamber for Rochelle, 772-4467 for that. And then we have China, October the 11th through the 19th. It's always very popular. So two wonderful trips, really good prices, and you get a lot for the money. I think that's about it.
Great. Thank you, Joyce.
Speed record.
Yeah, I appreciate you standing in for Peter today. Okay, I wanted to move on to the budget report. And, Joyce, I was curious, I, and maybe Andrea, you can fill us in too, what is happening with the city budget? Because I know I heard after last month's meeting, we had said, oh, yeah, the budget is good. You know, the city isn't going to change it. But then I had heard that there were some, more discussion about cutting the visitor center budget. And
the most latest information on the budget is that it is currently not adopted. The city council has scheduled a special budget workshop for June 29th. And we're hoping for adoption at that point. So I think the best answer is that it's not adopted. At this point, we're providing the council with some options for balancing. They were concerned about a transfer that occurred, so we needed to find some additional funds. And
okay.
We're providing some options to the council on the 29th. So it's still, I think it's fair to say that it's still up in the air at this point, the budget.
Okay, and that the current budget that's on the table, does that include a cut for the Promotions Committee and Visitor Center?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know Joyce touched on the TOT report. You know, I think obviously it's trending like it has been, unfortunately.
Actually, it went up.
It's up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. April's up
for the
from
month
last
of April.
Year.
For April. Again, because of Easter.
Oh,
Easter
right.
Heather,
right.
I have a quick comment on that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring this information back to you because we have some asterisks about some funding that has not, or some TOT that has not been collected. And I just wanted to let you know that that is coming along. Currently, the outstanding amount of TOT that has not been collected is approximately $5,800. But we've been working with the hotels and motels that haven't turned it in, and it's moving forward. So
okay.
I wanted to let you know that's the approximate amount that we're out. And as we get that in, we apply it to the month that it was earned.
Okay. Great. Do you have any insight for us, Michelle, on anything that's been going on with TOT?
Well, basically, you're going to see, if you look at April of last year and compare it to April of this year, there is an increase by about 5%. You see a large decrease in March, and again, that is because Easter fell in April this year, mm-hmm. and last year it was in March. I do have to say, I've got some positive news to report. If you look at last year versus this year, we've had more north and south traffic versus the east and west, and I thought that was very interesting, and I saw that with the chamber, and that's something we've noticed at the hotels, which kind of goes back to that Poly thing. You've got a lot of people that have some more money, maybe from the L.A., San Francisco areas, that send their kids here. We had we filled Friday, Saturday, all three hotels. It was one of the first weekends we've all three filled and been positive and great. So it was nice. I know that the city seemed really busy as well, which was nice to see. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of a turnaround, and I think we just need to really push for the markets that are still having some expendable income.
You know, one thing that occurred to me, because I saw a tremendous number of families from Cal Poly graduates, and then, of course, all the high school graduates. I know
right.
I was trying to figure out, I think my family had probably 7 or 8 rooms around the town.
Right.
In addition to
To your house being
house,
full. Yeah.
But that is, again, a really good potential marketing area to somehow get into that Cal Poly
yeah.
arena, you know, and perhaps, again, not so much necessarily attracting students who are busy and don't have that kind of money, but their families.
Yes.
And I know the college my son goes to does a lot of outreach to parents. So if Poly does that kind of thing, newsletters home to families, if there's some way to tag in on that kind of thing, might be valuable.
Yeah, I think it's one area where, you know, people are still sending their kids and wanting to get mm-hmm. them to get educations, and they're still going to come and visit and see them. So I think that is something to be said. I think it's an area that might, you know, the Promotions Committee might want to consider, or even the city, mm-hmm. consider looking into some type of advertising on a city level with Cal Poly, because it was, you know, we've had all these other events this whole year, and we still were struggling, and this was the one event that I was a little nervous, going, okay, is this going to pull through? Are we going to be busy? I mean, car show, we had vacancies, so I was a little nervous, and that was right in our own town. And we did. We pulled it off, and we were all busy and had great rates, and we were booked out early. It was a traditional, normal time, and it was good to see that. So hopefully, you know, we'll keep seeing that. I know for 4th of July, I can say that one of my hotels is already almost booked up. So that is very nice to see. My other properties are still struggling a little bit, but it's nice to see one of them already. You know, we've got a handful of rooms, but not very much, and they're for multiple stays, so that's nice. I know 4th of July has fallen on a Saturday this year, but last year it fell on a Friday, and we struggled. So hopefully, I know, and we've gotten some really positive feedback on the laser show. So I do want to say that we've actually had some people that were in there. They saw it. We had a flyer about it. They saw it, and they turned around, and they booked right then and there, right when they were standing there. And they had been, it was a couple weeks ago that they were in, and they were like, laser show, yes, we want to do it. And they booked their reservations for 3 nights right then and there. They're coming in on Thursday, and they're staying Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I think that it's, you know, I think people are going to really respond. I think you're right. There's going to be a little, not sure what it's about.
Well, Well, I think a lot of curiosity, and then once they see it,
yeah.
Then it'll make a change. Maybe those people have already seen one or they know about it. The other thing, too, is remember, we have an entire all-day event going on.
Right.
We're one of the few that you start in, by 11 o'clock in the morning, and the scene's happening all day long. So it's a family event. So it's not just the laser show. We lead up to the laser show.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good event, and I hope to see, maybe hopefully with summer here, it'll be a good summer. Of course, we are going to see TOT go down a little because of the rate issue. We are discounting and doing specials and things like that to get people in, but whatever to get them in, and I think most of the hoteliers are doing that. So, And then as far as the BID, I know we had some questions earlier. I have to be honest, we've had very little resistance to the BID being collected. It started June 1st, so we're halfway into the month. And it's been a pretty smooth transition on our end. I think we've only had one or two issues with some people. So far, so good on that end, too. Hopefully that'll... most people just kind of pay their bill and sign on and don't question. We have all the info at the desks, and I think only, like I said, I think two people out of three hotels in 14 days have we had to... we've done two refunds, basically, is about it.
So. Are most hotels adding it to the bill, or are they absorbing it in their rate?
To my knowledge, every single hotel is adding it except for one hotel. There's one hotel in town that is absorbing it and will pay it at the end. But everybody else is putting it on their folio and charging it, yes. So that's my understanding. So.
Well, that's great. John, do you know if we've ever done any outreach to Cal Poly to try and get the parents?
Not really. I think we've done, some things like we've advertised in Mustang Daily long ago. Mm-hmm. I know that, and it was going to be one of the things I was going to bring up about the Sunset Show and how much Cal Poly is involved in that. Mm-hmm. I think there are opportunities. They cost money.
Sure.
Because Cal Poly looks at that as a funding resource. But I'm sure that, one of the other aspects of this is that as we talk about future events, trying to plan reunions. Because if you started with each department, and worked your way down, starting with A for agriculture, and you could probably have some, reunions organized through the town or having
a discussion.
okay, great. Do you have your budget, looks like, John, that we should go
over?
Yeah.
This basically takes us through till to the end of the year, and we have spent all of the funds. There is one item that I'm going to suggest that you consider today that would take us that's included in this budget, and that is that it's kind of all started with the airport. I'm involved along with some other marketing folks with the airport, San Luis Obispo County Airport, and they don't really have any funding right now, so we're sort of doing this as volunteers. But we all recognize the importance for our clients, including Morro Bay, of a successful airport with adequate service. And one of the things that came, the airport marketing manager sent out a notice about SkyWest magazine, and I was actually looking at this for some of our clients because they're going to have a Central Coast editorial in the August-September issue. And so what happened was, we've all been involved. We have about 20 emails going back and forth, everybody discussing it, and it was actually my suggestion. Well, this sounds like a good function for the county VCB because that would pull everybody together rather than trying to have my firm trying to get Murray Verdin's firm or, everybody trying to work together. So we need a neutral party to do this. So Steve Burns, the acting director, said, yeah, I think that's very appropriate. So we're actually designing the ad, my firm is, but it's going to be a spread. And the theme of it is, we came up with, is California's Natural Amusement Park, San Luis Obispo County. And kind of play off on the word of amusement and sort of in an indirect way kind of poking a little fun at Southern California's amusement park, which are lines and carnal atmosphere, where ours is natural. And so that's sort of the theme, or it is the theme. And right now Pismo Beach is going to participate, looking at either the Paso Wine Alliance or the CVB or possibly both, and then the city of San Luis Obispo is being asked, and, of course, the county. It's about a $1,500 commitment. The reason I say about, because we're still trying to figure out who's going to participate. But we have the money left. We need to spend it because we can't pass on those dollars. I would strongly recommend it. And another reason I would recommend it, too, is that SkyWest has a really different approach. And Heather will appreciate this, being in the print media business in the past. They're actually doing the reverse. So give us an ad and we'll write a story. Most people will say, you know, it's based not on advertising. Well, they're totally honest and go, more stuff you run with us, the more we'll write about you, which I think is great. And so obviously if we come together with a spread, it sounds like they're going to write about we could get as much as 4 pages of advertorial to go with that, or editorial. So that's something that we would, you know, and it's on our fire sale budget to do these kinds of things. So I'd recommend doing that, and just get your direction there. But we have come to the conclusion. We are looking at, we have made some commitments to Sunset Magazine for August, because if we don't do that, we're not going to be able to get into these print publications till very late fall. Mm-hmm. And that would be, I think, really a mistake, because I know everybody, all the other cities are ramping up. Of course, we've got the BIDs. And we did talk about, once everything is sort of worked out, you know, maybe the promotions, you know, we might want to gear our dollars a little bit more front-loaded, since we know that these other dollars will be collected. So that's something for further discussion. But I do have a budget to present to you today, because we didn't do it last meeting, and I think it's appropriate. This is what came from the budget subcommittee of the promotions committee. I think it's important for the whole board to see that. And it's a PowerPoint, and I was going to do that as part of my presentation to you today.
Great. John, I know that under the fire sale category, obviously we have, you know, a surplus of almost $2,500, but then obviously at the end it looks like we only have $360 available.
Right. Basically how these budgets work, and I have to have a little flexibility, and we've always, you know, had a problem with that, is that we use that fire sale budget also if, like, when we plan the media, we plan this so far in advance that we don't know about certain rate increases, mm-hmm. or what might occur. Sometimes to give an example, Imagine Magazine quit publishing. So there's things that occur along the way. So to balance and to come up with 360, we're actually taking some money out of the fire sale budget to do that for some of the other things that we did that were a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So in the end, it all sort of balances. That's the main purpose of that, but to get it totally, like, each category, and there's changes that we make along the way too that affect this as well.
I guess I'm just concerned that, do we have that $1,500 for?
Yes, that's included.
Oh, you included that in here, so we still have $360 left after the
$1,500. Right.
Oh, okay, great. Terrific. Well, I think that we should go ahead and move on to your budget report or proposal.
A couple times so they can get it turned off. And then also, I happen to have this great room that overlooked the pool. Well, that's where everybody congregated before they went back to their room. And they kept the bar open. So it was a long night. But it was pretty funny, because probably 3/4 of the people, at least that I knew, that was attending that show, were all pretty tired the next day. And but aside from that, it was a great show. And it was probably more attended this time than last year. And that's the only 2 years that I have to compare. We were busy the entire time. We got rid of almost all of the material we brought. People were very, very interested in coming to Morro Bay. And it's really reassuring when people come by and they look at the booth and just say, oh, I love Morro Bay. Or what a wonderful place. Or you're from Morro Bay. I mean, people do know us. And there are some that didn't know where Morro Bay was. And that's obviously the purpose of us being at that trade show. But the Cal Poly connection is incredible. And I cannot tell you how many times, and I know Bill will attest to this too, because he did the booth last year, people come and they say, well, my daughter goes there, or my son's going there, or they went there, or those people went there. And these are Bay Area people. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a key element, and I thought about this while I was up there, and the theme may just be, you know, you can still come back even though your kids graduated. Because I think a lot of people think about, you know, well, I'm done now. I can't go back down there anymore because my son or daughter's graduated. And I know that sounds sort of silly, but I think a lot of people think that. So if there's a way to, you know, maybe use that as a marketing theme and do communicate to these people, and possibly the next time we go to the show, we might even want to think about doing something special for Cal Poly alumni. I don't know what quite that would be right now, but it is so significant. I cannot tell you. I mean, it just – the other part of it was a little bit frustrating and encouraging at the same time, because there are so many people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people who want to go to our parks. They want to go to our cities. They want to go to our activities. And to think that we were going to contemplate closing that. And I think if the governor or any of the state legislature would go man one of those booths just for a day, they would never, ever consider that. Because what they're doing is they're looking at just the expense and not the revenue. And the revenue is not just what goes into the park funds. It's the revenue, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but all of the sales tax revenue, all the things that people do, all the people that come from out of the state to come here. And then unwinding all that, and I went through this with Avila Beach, as they were a client of ours, or our client of ours, after the Unocal disaster. It took years to let people know that they were reopened again. You don't just close, and then the next day it all is good again. And one of the things that I found, and I think this is probably pretty common in a downturn economy, they all wanted to know about our campgrounds. They wanted to know about RVing. And I think I saw that more than I saw last year because people want to save money. And we have some great campgrounds. And I would say probably one of the things they took the most was camping information and RV information, which we're, you know, adequately equipped for. So it was a really good show. I think it's very good for me to go to those at least occasionally to get some real good knowledge about who our market is. But the good news is they love us. They really do.
One thing I noticed, though, was they would say, gee, I went used to go down there and see my kids. I haven't been back since then.
Right.
And that's, as you were saying, was the thing we need to solve, get them back.
I think so. And reunions would be great, you know. So the other thing on the laser, we did put that on the website. It's the whole show is on the CD that the chamber got as an example of the show. We thought that'd be appropriate to go ahead and put that right on the homepage. So that's replaced the current video. So I would encourage the visitor center as people call, and if they have questions or concerns, you know, it'd be nice to refer them over to the website. And Michelle, that could be true for hoteliers as well. So it's right there so people can watch it.
We have been doing that. I'm sorry I failed to mention it. Yeah.
You know, if you double click on that picture, it takes you to the YouTube website that lists all these other laser shows and things, which is quite interesting.
So yeah, we actually pulled this off of YouTube, and that was the easiest way to put it onto the website. So and you know, I think from a press standpoint, because we're trying to get some added exposure for over in Bakersfield, when we talked about the laser show, it was actually a better press opportunity than the fireworks, because the fireworks is sort of like been there, done that, whereas a laser show is new, and that's what people want to promote. So I think we're going to get some pretty good coverage over in the Valley. I know KERO is going to cover it. They're going to do a story on it, and we're going to get the Californians. So I know that there are people who are concerned, but I think from a standpoint of for the future, I think this will be a positive move, and it appears to be good for publicity. I also wanted to tell you that, you know, in regards to our efforts with Mega and La Buena, we did have a remote. La Buena came to the Fish and Farmers Market on Saturday and did a live radio remote in Spanish, and Peter set up some people to speak Spanish and talk about the market, which I think is a great way to promote the market. And also part of the well-perfected. And it's not perfect, but it's certainly much better than not having it. And as you can see, it doesn't totally translate everything, like if in the banners and things like that, it's not going to get translated. But we're now in about 24 languages. And everything from, you know, Spain to everything. So, and it's a service of Google. It was the only really cost is just putting it on the site. What I want to do is I want to get, I've got the artwork for it. I want to put some flags so they can click on the flag as opposed to a drop down, but I'm figuring out how to make that work.
So, well, and I thought that part of our agreement with La Buena was that they were going to translate it.
Right. And they did part of that, but you know what I think I'm going to use them more for is to go through and proof this. Because it's got to be pretty labor intensive.
Yeah.
And what do they translate? What do they don't? So I just basically, I'm going to use them to look at this and make sure that, well, at least in Spanish, that we're okay. And anybody that can speak any of these other languages, it'd be good to look. But I've been assured that, maybe Billy can attest to this, that Google, the whole program when it first came out was pretty weak, but now it's pretty well perfected.
And it's just a free downloadable thing from Google? Huh. That's so cool.
So we're in all these different languages now. And Phil mentioned about the photo expo. Again, that seems to be going really well. Also, their photo gallery, it's really taken off, and we probably have, I guess, maybe at least a submission a day it's almost kind of getting out of hand a little bit, but we have great photos on there now. Michelle has been wonderful in getting us prizes, and we're going to have to tap you again or get somebody else to give us some prizes because I think we're down now. But we actually used one of the ones I had for a giveaway at the show, so we promoted Masterpiece. It's been just great. So what we're going to do, and I've mentioned this before, for next year, and we're in the process of working on this now, is that we're going to do the same thing with videos. So people will be able to submit their videos to YouTube. We will look at them. We'll have a link that we will tell them to go to for YouTube. They'll put their video about their Morro Bay experience on YouTube. We'll screen it, and then we'll put it on our website. And what we're going to do is create a whole video section just like the photo gallery and maybe have a contest for – I thought it would be kind of fun to have somebody produce a 30-second TV spot and then award them a prize for that. And if it's really good, we could even use it. So those are kind of some of the social media things that we're doing. And the other thing that I just want to bring your attention to is I've really been hoping to get this done for some time. And Nancy at AGP has been really great about this because her brother wrote a really wonderful book about Morro Bay and the history. And we're going to start having a Morro Bay history lesson once a month on the website, and maybe there's a possibility we can even work with some schools and things like that. But basically all we're going to do is lift a story out of the book. We have all the photographs now on CDs that she supplied to us and give them a little bit of exposure as well for letting us use that. But I think it's going to be really cool, and you ought to see some of that. I mean, the photos are fantastic, and everything from abalone divers to, you know, Morro Bay and World War II, and there's one with it was a really interesting one where it snowed in Morro Bay. It looked like back in the 40s, and there's a picture of the Bay Theater, which looks exactly the same. And so there's going to be some really cool stuff we can do with that. So I guess I'll go ahead and present this. Maybe I'll go to the podium if that's okay.
Sure. Thanks, John.
So this basically is what was presented, I believe, to the council. It was staff's report to the council, so the council has seen this. And this is in line with what we presented and also the feedback that I got, the input from the subcommittee. But one of the things that we wanted to do, and again, this is a little dated now, but I wanted to show you what had actually gone to the councils for your benefit. We talked about the BID moving forward, but what we wanted to stress to the council was, and again, I know we're all aware of this, but for their benefit too, is that it's going to take some time before these funds are collected. So it's important that the promotions committee have its full funding to be there and be marketing the city during the time as well the BID is getting organized. And we did not ask for an increase due to the financial situation within the city and also the fact that the BID would be coming online. Our goals, first and foremost, and again, this one sounds a little redundant or basic, but I think it's important to state our first and foremost objective is to decrease occupancy and local sales tax revenues for the city. As an advisory body, that's what we all feel that we're charged to do, and as your vendor, I'm charged to do that as well. Develop and maintain strategic alliances with the city BID board, visitor center, and the county VCB, which really looks like it's moving along now and become a very viable entity again. Enhance the brand, discover your better nature, promote the tourism website, and create new levels of awareness among travel writers in the broadcast media. Continue to market specific local events through the use of public relations, with the new photography festival, which is coming online, Avocado Margarita Harbor Festival. Expand the web database. We have about 76,000 or 7,600 names now, so that list is growing. And part of that was the recommendations that we take some of the take the people who are responding to email, and I've been getting those regularly now from the visitor center, and we're continuing to add those. So that list is going to grow substantially over the next year. And then we talked about developing a YouTube segment on the website, which is underway. Develop new creative for Discover Your Better Nature. One of the things for internet and social media, more video elements for the website. YouTube submissions, photo submissions, reviews from visitors. This is another thing we'd like to do is create a controlled blog on the website. When I say controlled, we want to screen what people are saying first and then put that on as a form of almost like our own little local TripAdvisor. Targeted print, broadcast cable, public relations, and digital media outreach. We continue to look at sponsoring weather broadcasts in KGET in Bakersfield, also looking at doing some advertising in the Bay Area and Calabasas Thousand Oaks. Produce press kits with suggested stories, review on website for travel writers, as I mentioned. Continue to update our media contact list, which we have. Develop and send out press releases for events, which we did last year and will continue to do. The Chamber, I know, feels good support when we do that, and they can tell when we've had success with the media because we just have many more phone calls. Website media selection, events calendar placement, and publications, where we actually go to like Westways and publications like that. They don't always print them, but we submit our events to those for consideration. And set up media travel packages with hotels. This could be a part of the BID where we actually talk to specific hoteliers about coming up with travel packages. And you find that people like Sunset, Travel and Leisure, they're sort of insulted if you bribe them with a room. But you get smaller publications like 805 Living, some of the ones that we've been in, if you entice them with free travel, because a lot of these travel writers are on their own dime. And if you pay their travel expenses, it goes a long way in getting a story written. And again, this is the press kits that we currently have. We have our DVD in there, story ideas, press release, destination guide, calendar of events, and stories. Last year we were in Sunset, Orange County Register, Los Angeles Times, Fresno Bee, and Porterville. And the tactics for the website, lodging database search, refined and expanded. Right now, you can search our hotels by pet friendly, whether they're on the water, those types of things. We want to expand that even more. I know there's probably going to be talk with the BID about having some sort of booking reservation agent possibly on the website. That's something for them to consider. I can tell you that as I did some research, Santa Barbara has one, Monterey has one, Oxnard has one, Ventura has one. This is when you go to the homepage and you can say when you want to come and you find out who has available rooms. They still book the room through the individual hotelier's website. But that's going to be some discussion because whether we use Jackrabbit or whatever it might be, there's some issues with all those that will need to be ironed out. Anyway, that's the contents for the press kit. This was just this is an older statistics, but this we put this in for the council to see how we report our web stats every month, and that's an example of the YouTube idea. And then social and digital media, promote Morro Bay's digital brand through the use of social marketing, reports on the website and blogs about visits to Morro Bay from fellow travelers, My Better Nature internet campaign. I thought this would be neat to have people respond on what is discovering their better nature mean to them, and starting this dialogue about people. Well, for me, it's a walk on the beach, or it's kayaking, or it's whatever it might be. And then I mentioned about the Morro Bay history lesson. I think we could create a blog, too, that I think would be interesting and maybe get a great writer to volunteer for this. I don't know if I can get Phil since he already did the photo festival, but someone in Morro Bay to talk about the Morro Bay photo traveler and have somebody that's kind of does a blog about different photography and what's taking place in the city, and then designing the website so it's cell phone friendly, which is .mobi. And then special interest sites, blogs controlled, create a Facebook for Morro Bay, which is also involves a tweeter, to possibly consider doing some podcasts. These would be like travel logs that we could do. RSS feeds, newsletters, travel niche related websites, and TripAdvisor and eZines. And then that didn't work out, I guess. Behavioral targeting. This is another thing that's a little scary, but what everybody's doing. And the Tribune, I had a presentation to me last week, and the Tribune also owns the Modesto Bee, Fresno Bee, and Sacramento Bee. So those are targets, obviously, for us. And what they're doing is they have a partnership now with Yahoo. So if somebody goes to Yahoo, they're able to track that person's viewing habits and what they're looking at. And our ad will appear before those people are on this. I think these are things that we probably want to look at on this whole social behavior. But these is, again, some sample sites for the behavioral social media. You know, Food Network, Travel Channel, Hotels.com, Food & Wine. I think Sierra Club, Audubon, Birders World Travel & Leisure. Those are specific, you know, really to Morro Bay. The others are more travel, upscale-oriented people. And then the budget, as presented, was... $11,050 for website development and then web maintenance, which is what the city has appropriated, is $18,000 for the website. Visitor's Guide, we get into print publications, Sierra Magazine, the California State Visitor's Guide, Travel 50 and Beyond, and web ads on print magazine websites for the photo festival. Then Southern California Print, 805 Living, Sunset Magazine, Fresno Magazine, which has replaced Imagine, which no longer is in existence, and Bakersfield Life. I still think it's important for us to communicate to the Valley. It still is a good target for us. And I think we have the right product offering for them. And then promotions and internet advertising, public relations outreach, the new collateral rate RAC cards. We've talked about that. I appropriated some money there because I think we are going to need to seriously think about what we're going to bring to trade shows. And advertising production design, a fire sale budget, the web LA Times email campaigns that we've done in the past always proved to be successful and very trackable. And targeted media website advertising, which is what I talked about with the behavioral components. And then I went ahead and suggested, and the subcommittee thought this would be appropriate, to still have some local outreach where we can do the stay vacation promotion next year. And television advertising, KGET, and then also television ads on website pages. And this was something that we originally had down for cable advertising, but the subcommittee felt like the $3,000 in the Bay Area really wouldn't go very far. So what we did is we took that $3,000 and decided to go instead like on the San Jose Mercury News or San Francisco Chronicle, run our TV spot on their print website. So this would not be running an ad in the print, it would be running on the print website. And more and more, I mean, when I attended this McClatchy presentation, which is who owns the Tribune, I would say 90% was about the web and 10% was about the paper. I mean, it really showed me that that's where they realize their money's going to be and how they need to communicate. It was all about the websites. So I think more and more, I mean, I think the day is not too far, but we're going to be reading our newspapers on the web. Radio remote, we talked about this last year. We really never did it. We ended up doing the Mega. We had Mega come, and so it would be another idea about having a radio station actually come and broadcast. And I put down Ventura Thousand Oaks for that possibly. So that's the total budget.
Great. Does anyone have any questions for John about that?
John, did you say you were going to present this at City Council?
No, actually, this was I didn't present it this PowerPoint, but we used the PowerPoint. Thought the PowerPoint would be appropriate for what staff needed to justify because it's a line by line item budget. So this is pretty much what they saw.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate you putting that together, and I'm really excited to see us moving, more toward some of the social networking and the behavioral targeting. To me, that's really where we're headed, and so that's really exciting. Do you have anything else for us in your report?
No, other than I guess a consensus that it's okay to go ahead with the county. And I don't know, we've never really formally approved what the subcommittee worked with as far as the budget. Maybe that would be appropriate. To have the board say, yeah, this is the direction we want to go in.
Great. Well, why don't we go ahead and see if we can make a motion to approve that $1,500 approximately to the VCB ad that's going to be in the
Sky West
publication. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I'll make the motion that we spend $1,500 or approximately $1,500 for the Sky West magazine ad.
Second.
All those in favor?
Can we have some discussion?
Sure.
The content of the ad, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's basically it's a co-op ad, and it's it's a spread. So on the left-hand side is kind of a montage of the whole county's picture, like a vineyard. For Morro Bay, we have the rock and the bay. And for San Luis Obispo, there's a picture of the mission. So there's a picture on the left side would be a collage. And I can email that ad to you. The reason I haven't sent it to you because it's still being approved by all the parties and by the county. But then the right-hand side has it's almost like there's a map. and then tell our story.
Now, hearing your explanation, I am certainly in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If you could email that out, John, I think
I
we'd all really like to
I
see
will.
That. And I think that, you know, I feel like co-op is great wherever we can get it. And then in terms of SkyWest, that will be in all the Sky, or in which airline?
United.
Okay.
And the airlines that are, I think it's, let's see, it's United. I think it's United. United,
okay.
United Express. So that would be
only in commuter planes, right?
Right. Well, actually, if somebody's flying to Phoenix, you know, they're flying out of Phoenix, they'll get that magazine. And it's pretty – I can get the circulation for you, but it's it hits our targets very well. And then anybody that's flying from San Luis to L.A., they will see it.
It's on all their airplanes.
Right.
Not just the ones leaving
right.
slow.
Correct.
It's everything
right.
SkyWest.
Because I know when I flew to Arizona recently, and that was the publication that was there, was the SkyWest magazine, and there was some local ads in there.
Great. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. And then we'll go ahead and need to get a motion to approve the budget that John recommended.
I'll move that we approve the budget that has been recommended by our committee, budget committee.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Thanks so much, John. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thanks.
Okay. The public relations subcommittee did not meet. Okay. The website subcommittee.
Oh, boy, did we have a meeting.
We sure did.
We had a tough election of officers, and there were many budgets and much discussion about who was going to be what next year. And I think I was elected to be the chairman.
By one vote.
By one vote. Okay.
By one
Congratulations,
vote.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
I was going to say, Billy, is that because you weren't there?
Yeah, I wasn't there. Ed voted me in. Called the railroad. But anyhow, we discussed the web page quite extensively, and this was actually done a week ago on the 8th, and so there's been a lot of nice changes made to the web page since then, but Ed and I decided that the laser show needed to be put on the home page and on the calendar of events, and so immediately after our meeting, there was all this publication in the Tribune. So we went direct to the Chamber of Commerce and had it. They made the changes.
They did it for us.
And so that was the one thing we were talking about. I would like to thank John. He got our current trolley map up and running before Memorial Day weekend. I also got my e-newsletter on June 4th. God, I'm having trouble reading my notes here. If you haven't visited the webpage and gone to the language, it is really interesting to look at that. And if you go into Spanish or whatever language, the headings are still in English. And if you go to plan a trip, the next page is also in the language. So it gives you a breakdown in that language of the if whether you want to what you want to do, a motel, a hotel, a bed and breakfast, dining, all this and that. So that's all in the language. And then when you get into the next step, where if you actually go to the restaurants or the motels, that's back into English. But I really am enthusiastic about this because we just get so many foreign visitors, and I just think this is really. And I haven't seen it on any of the local web pages. I don't know. I haven't checked them in the last week or so. Let's see. On the calendar, and I don't know exactly who's doing the calendar anymore, whether you're doing it or the chamber's doing it or what, but we noticed that the calendar, like the June 6th event, the music festival, is still on there, but there's no December calendar page yet. And so there, you know, we felt that it needed to be kept a little more current.
Okay.
And then, Joyce, do you know if this guy, Captain Jimmy, is he still entertaining every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like our webpage says?
I'm sorry, I really don't know, but Sharon could tell you, or even Jana down at the Visitor Center. I'm not aware of that one.
I can add some light to that. He has a public area use permit to entertain at the Anchor Park, and he covers Monday. He covers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because he may be there, but he's not there every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you may want to change how that appears. I know he's not, and we've let him do that because we felt it was a benefit to the community. But he's not there every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So maybe we need to change how that appears.
I don't know what we could do, or not unless you put in the word occasionally or something like that. But I noticed he wasn't there. And
there's all sorts of different instruments. He's a kind of a comedian. He's really got an interesting personality. He's a great person, and he does all sorts of different instruments, including, I think, some he's personally built.
Well, I think we could word it something like, head down to Anchor Park, and you may catch
Captain Jimmy.
Who's done this for over 15 years.
Yeah, something like that would be good because it makes it kind of feel enticing and maybe a little mysterious.
Okay.
But I really get excited about our webpage when we make changes like the language and things like that. I think it really, really gives us something to talk about and something to look at. And the laser light show, I think that's good, bad, or indifferent. Right now, the publicity we're getting is good for us, and I really think it's great.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate you guys, taking the time to sit down and really look through the website because it is so intense and there's so much information. And I really think, just getting some eyes on it to look at it on a regular basis to make sure everything is the way it should be is really important. So I really appreciate your time on that. Okay, going to unfinished business, review the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District. I still really like to get a meeting together with the BID committee, but that committee is still short members.
We need two more, I believe.
Right. As of right now, there's been five people that are going to be sitting on there. We're set to meet tomorrow, actually.
Oh, great.
At 9:30. We are basically going to be following your meetings.
Great.
According to the letter that I have received, it's the third Thursday of every month at 9:30 here at the Vets Hall. So we will be following you guys.
Great.
So I encourage that everybody hopefully, since you guys will be here, maybe you guys can sit around and give us insight. Because I hope that, but there are still two, and Andrea just filled me in. They're basically it's a person at large and 22 or less hotelier needs to still be interviewed and on the board, but there are five of us, so there will be a meeting held tomorrow.
Great.
And you won't be able to be on our board anymore.
No, so today's my last day, sorry. And then I'll be sitting on the advisory board.
And who will we get to replace you?
I don't know. You're going to have to get another hotelier or something.
Yeah, it would be helpful. A hotelier or a restaurant.
The city is currently advertising for not only the two open bid positions, but somebody on Recreation and Parks and somebody for Community Promotions. Those applications are due on July 10th. Interviews will be July 13th, part of the City Council meeting at 5 o'clock.
Great. Well, and if anyone is listening or if any members of our current committee can try and lobby for hoteliers or restaurateurs, I really think that would be a big asset to this committee. So we're going to miss you, Michelle. But I'm excited to have you on the BID committee because I think that's a real value.
And I really encourage the promotions committee to kind of really, sit in and help the BID become educated on what you guys do as well, because I know, there's a lot of people that love to sit out and critique that aren't here, and so I always encourage people to come in and get educated and learn about what's going on. And I know there's going to be a lot of transitional periods at the beginning, so I would encourage everybody sitting on the promotions committee, if you guys, since it is, we are right after you, if you guys can ever sit back, and obviously we haven't had a meeting yet, I'm sure we'll have public comment as well, and I'd love to get your guys' feedback a lot too, because I think it's really valuable, and I think that we need to really work together as a team, both entities, and I think it's great that the city's put them back to back. I think that'll be very helpful.
I totally agree.
Heather, we have kept in mind that you want to have a joint meeting, and we decided that it's probably best to get a full board. Our first meeting is really just going to be going over the bylaws and that sort of thing, so perhaps in July or August.
Okay.
But we do know that, and we will certainly do that.
Perfect. That sounds great. Is there any other discussion about the BID committee or any progress with that? No? Okay, great. New business. We don't have anything under that, so we'll move on to discussion of new ideas.
I would like, and I don't know whether this falls under new ideas, but our billboard, I think we should consider putting lights on the billboard and possibly using, the next time we redesign it, some reflecting material on it. And I noticed the new city signs all have solar-powered lights on, and I just wondered if we couldn't do something along that line. Because, you know, on a billboard, you're spending whatever we spend for that billboard 24 hours a day, and we're only getting used to the of people being able to see it during the daylight hours. So if we at least had lighting that went as late as 10 o'clock or midnight, mm-hmm. you would get to see more of it. And or maybe the solution would be reflective lettering on it or something like that, so that you can at least see it, particularly in the winter months. Right now, but during the winter months, mm-hmm. you just, because your headlights do fall on it, but it would be nice if there was some lighting.
It does wear out. You know, the reflective material goes away after about a year or two. But I have done it. I guess we just want to make sure that the lights do hit that board. I guess they would. It seems like they would. Mm-hmm. And as far as the, I'm not having any experience whatsoever on the solar part of it, but it would have to be solar because mm-hmm. we'd have to have, obviously, electricity out there to do it any other way.
It would be solar with battery.
And I don't know what I don't know what type of agreement you have with the property owner, because mm-hmm. that's a private billboard.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Maybe if we had Peter here, he might have some more insight.
But I can ask. What I'll do is I'll probably just start with 3M, or it's been so many different names. see, I was going to say Viacom. It's not Viacom. I'll start with Pacific Outdoor, whatever the company is now, and CBS Outdoor, and ask them what they use. But I'm not really sure. I know that there are. I know they're on timers because I've had to call before. I've had clients on billboards and they didn't adjust the time, and so they had to go back and retime it.
Well,
so
you could use a light sensor, so that when it got dark, it came on.
Yeah,
and then you could have a timer, or if you until your batteries run down, and then the next day,
Maybe there's a way to do some fundraising for getting it lit too.
Well, maybe even just worry about lighting the reflective material, not on the whole board, but maybe just the exit at Morro Bay and then the icons or something with the reflective, because then that way you're not replacing the whole billboard constantly.
How often do we replace the graphics every couple of years anyway, don't we? So they wear out. Even if they're not reflective, they're going to wear out in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think that we didn't put it in the budget to do anything this next year. That doesn't mean that we can't.
We didn't last year. We added that.
Right. So, I mean, the billboards, the vinyl is pretty new right now
because
it was just done last year. But we'll certainly look at the options.
Okay. Great. Thanks for that suggestion, Bill. Do we have any other new ideas? I'm not sure where I should have discussed this, maybe during public comment, but I wanted to bring to the committee that I believe his name is Gary. He's the owner of the Pacific Cottage Inn on Main Street. Contacted me with concerns about the new signage that was placed by the city. He felt that all of it encourages the traveler and visitor to head to the harbor and the Embarcadero, and that there is no signage indicating that they should go to Main Street and that there's lodging up on Main Street, up in the north part of town. So I told him that he should come to public comment and express his concerns, but he was unable to do that. So I told him I would bring his message to the committee. And it sounds as though he has contacted several facets of the government here locally and has been in communication about that. But I did want to just let the committee know that he had contacted me, and I told him I would bring his concerns to the board. So, moving on, are there any other discussion items for new ideas? Okay, great. I think we only have one new agenda item, the discussion of the billboard lighting for next month. Does anyone have any other agenda items that they would like to add to next month's agenda?
I believe Member Stewart brought up a last meeting about signs over the boulevard, and haven't had a chance to do anything on that. It might not even be at the next meeting because we're kind of immersed with the budget, but we haven't forgotten, and we know we'll bring that back to you.
Great.
If I could just add one thing, I'd just like to thank everybody for rearranging the schedule and having it on Wednesday. Now I get to go to Hawaii tomorrow.
Yay!
Enjoy your vacation.
But thank you very much. And I know Bridget, I want to personally thank Bridget because I know she went through many, many changes back and forth, and I felt bad about that. But thank you very much.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Yes, and thanks for all your hard work on the planning. It's, I know, a lot of work. So we appreciate you being a part of our board. And with that, we'll go ahead and adjourn our meeting. Thank you. Right.